Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Congressman Crescent Hardy for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
25,000 jobs. That's how many jobs Nevada's created in clean energy. That's how many Nevada jobs Joe Heck puts at risk when he votes Big Oil's way. Joe Heck's taken hundreds of thousands in big oil money and voted their way, protecting billions in tax breaks for oil companies and threatening Nevada's solar economy. 25,000 Nevada jobs at risk because Joe Heck's in Big Oil's pocket. LCV Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C., we are pleased to welcome back to the program Congressman Crescent Hardy of CD4. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
Glad to have the opportunity.
Interesting times here in D.C., not a lot of time to get things done. What's your to-do list?
My to-do list is to continue to focus on things that I've been working on. One of them has to do with what I call the flexible accelerated tax credit. It's for education, and it provides opportunities for those people that are going to two-year schools to try to get certificates or post-secondary education. And it provides an opportunity for people that are working to go out and get an education, and hopefully it'll provide them the opportunity to receive more financial opportunities and better paying jobs through this process.
What kind of support are you getting?
Really good. Actually, just met with a number of people down south in a group setting there at the community college. They're excited about it. There's actually some pieces that we're working on to see if we can improve it a little more. And so, but the excitement about it is that's what's where the people are right now. Is for too long we've been trying to convince people that they need a four-year education. Well, there's still other certificates and trades out there that are good-paying jobs. There are opportunities. People just need those skills and opportunities to get those certificates that they can get that higher-paying trained job that they're looking for.
You know, and it's kind of ironic, really, because for so long people have looked down on the trades when they really are a great living, and there is so much opportunity for people who are unemployed at this point or looking for a new position or are in college and are somebody that doesn't want to go for a four-year degree, that there are great opportunities out there that they're not taking advantage. And we need them in Nevada. The building trades are in dead trouble. We're really busy, and we're going to get even busier. And we don't have the people.
You're hitting on something that I believe has been a major cause to some of the incidents that's going on in our state and across the country. You know, when I grew up in school, in high school, you could have opportunities at shop classes, auto body, painting, and other things. People need to learn to use their hands. It actually stimulates the way your mind works. And, you know, it's starting to happen back in Clark County. They're starting to bring some of those opportunities back. But even when I just went 1 year of college, and I was told the minute I got in there that I need to get this credit, got to get this education to help me succeed because the world was changing and, you know, the trades were going away. Well, here we are some 40-something years later. I've worked in the construction industry for 40 years. I had a good paying job that provided for my family, and I had the opportunity to start my own business with those talents. You know, I may not have a doctorate degree in mathematics or something else, but I like to say I got a doctorate degree in construction. And those are good paying jobs that you get to see the fruits of your labor every day. And that's just one incident, but there's a number of others that are out there that we can continue to help people with to get people out of that lower income job, to let them have that opportunity and get that tax credit. And it's up to, you know, it's $5,000 a year. It works off the American Opportunity Tax Credit that was set up for a 4-year degree, but this takes it and accelerates it so you can get up to $5,000 a year and $10,000 overall for a 2-year certificate.
So what kind of support are you getting here in the House?
I think it is going to be some good support. It's just, like I said, the time's running short, so I just got to keep working and pushing and get leadership to run it across the table. And it's been dropped and introduced, so just got to get somebody to bring it to the House floor. And it's bipartisan support also.
Okay, I was going to ask you, so you have the support of the rest of the delegation?
Yeah, actually, a young lady from Alabama is actually a co-sponsor with me, a Democrat, and she has some of the same issues, so...
Let me ask you about this. In the last 48 hours since we're taping this program, there have been meetings on both the Republican and Democratic side in terms of raising up money. And some of the dollar amounts have just been astonishing. Senator Thune, for example, pledged $2 million to go towards funding these campaigns. What's your thoughts about how much money is being raised here now that Labor Day is gone?
Well, you know, right now, that's the way the political scene's set up. It takes a lot of dollars to get people's name up there, get their ID, get their platforms on TV. I have a little different philosophy than most people. And I believe that's what's going to help me win this next go-around for the type of race that I'm running against a highly competitive seat, which is probably one of the number one targeted seats in the nation. We know that. And if you're going to be something, you just will be number one, whether it's good side or bad side. But I believe that I'm going to win this seat and hold this seat because I've done the work that the people wanted in that district. You know, I've represented both Democrats, Independents, Libertarians, and Republicans alike. I don't ask who... you voted for. I don't ask what party you're from. My staff gets to work if you need something, tries to get things done. And I think that's the type of campaign people ought to be running. Just do the job you're there to do.
On immigration, do you feel you've evolved since you've been in this job?
I don't know if it's evolved. I think it's provided a whole lot of better understanding of how you speak about things. You know, that's one thing coming from the industry, the construction industry, usually what goes to your mind comes out your mouth, and I'm one of those people. And some people don't receive you quite as well. I found that people are easily offended, and I was raised that you can only be offended if you choose to be offended. And so I've got to be a little bit different of how I talk about things and build more understanding. But there are certain things that in the immigration side that I think I understand consequences of certain actions, and it's important to make sure that we keep families together, that we do things in a compassionate way, but we do have to secure our borders. We have to make sure that we protect citizens across this country, and the immigration is part of that process. It's not just to control immigration, but it's to keep people out, so that's one issue. And then on the other thing aside, people need to have security, and we need a faster work visa program, and not understanding that until you get to know some of the issues out there. Our state itself, you take in my district, a lot of those people are immigrants that come here just to work because nobody else will take those jobs, which is kind of sad itself that they're good paying jobs. So we need that work visa program to be more efficient because it caused frustration in our district sometimes with people having to wait for that process to move forward.
And how do you feel about a path to citizenship?
I think, first of all, you need to get a pathway to legalized status. I've also found out that not everybody wants to be a citizen. They just, you know, a lot of people are here because there's employment opportunities. Their country is still someplace else. Those that want it, I think, that have come here illegally need to make sure they step to the back of the line, but they need to get that status. Everybody needs to step forward in some manner and make sure that we know who's here, why you're here, and if you've got a job and opportunity, maybe pay penalties. I haven't got the whole process put together yet, but we've got a good plan that was, I thought, was moving forward fairly well in my first year here, and a little frustrated. It just got stonewalled, and we can't get anywhere. And we've got to stop playing politics with this immigration policy. It's continued to be a political football from both sides, and we need to give certainty in people's lives.
And how do you feel about President's executive actions here?
The president doesn't have the authority to make the laws, so these executive actions even cause more uncertainty. We'll say with DACA. You know, it's a situation where people step forward, they've given their information, they're wanting to become somewhat citizens through the process. But a change in presidency, that executive order can go away. That's why we're here, is to make sure that we create the laws and he's to uphold the laws. So I have frustration with DAPA. You know, I voted against it. Don't support him having those opportunities and not funding that opportunity. DACA was a different thing. I voted for it because I felt like that it was, putting certain people in danger. You know, once you step forward to give all your information and the new president comes in and makes changes, guess who's the most vulnerable? The person that the government has all of your information. And so that's some of the things that executive orders cause.
All right. Let's take a break. More with Crescent Hardy when we come back.
Thank you.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is sponsored by Valley Electric Association, Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message. Donald Trump says he alone can fix the problems we face. Well, I don't believe that's how you get things done in our country. It takes Democrats and Republicans working together. That's how we got health care for 8 million kids, rebuilt New York City after 9/11, and got the treaty cutting Russia's nuclear arms. We've got to bring people together. That's how you solve problems, and that's what I'll do as president.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Here in Nevada, those were the worst days of our lives, and Congressman Heck called it a blip.
In 2008, Joe Heck called Nevada's housing crisis a blip on the radar.
That's just how out of touch Joe Heck is.
After Heck sponsored a bill giving tax breaks to big banks, he took over $500,000 from Wall Street, including banks who caused the housing crisis.
It's clear what Joe Heck's priorities are, and families like mine get left behind.
Ask Me People is responsible for the content of this ad.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Crescent Hardy of CD4. It was an interesting story in the Wall Street Journal the other day. The leading groups of immigrants to Nevada are from China and India, not from Mexico.
Yeah, I've heard that number, and it's been an interesting process. I believe that it is one of the fastest growing populations in the country is right there in Nevada and right in Las Vegas area. These people are coming, and they're creating jobs. They're entrepreneurs. They're hardworking individuals, and all want to do be part of opportunity and have that. So I think it's, as long as they're doing it the right way, I'm good with it. So,
let me ask you about some of the things that are at the top of the news right now before Congress adjourns. Zika funding, are you in favor of getting this fully funded?
Absolutely, and that's the frustration I'm having right now is before we left, the House had passed a full funding bill, and then it went to the Senate because it wasn't the way the party on the other side didn't want it the way we did it. We had it specific and said where the money was going to be spent and how it was going to be spent. It wasn't an open package like the president wanted, to where he just decided where he wanted to float the money. And so that, I think that's part of the frustration. They seem to forget that it meets the 1.9. We'd already put a certain amount of money into the coffers, and then this last piece at 1.2 billion plus, or whatever it was, actually was the other portion to hit that 1.9 that the president wanted. And so it's gone over the Senate, and they fought it over there, and I guess that's where it's sitting right now. So.
And it's going to end up being a bargaining chip at the end here.
I believe it'll be something as a bargaining chip. I don't know how it's all going to come down. So.
There's been a lot of talk in the last few days toward the defense authorization bill that the Pentagon has been actually planning to pit the House against the Senate, and the potential of a presidential veto. Your thoughts on this and where this is going?
I haven't heard all those particulars, but I think we put forth a good bill out of the House. I think it actually increased the salaries of our people that serve. I think that's important for them to have a salary increase when we got people that are actually on food stamps and welfare within the system that are living on the basis, and it's we need to make sure that they have that opportunity to continue to grow along with other individuals. And I think if we don't take care of our service members, that we're going to pay for it down the road. We need to make sure that we provide the tools and the facilities, and I think it was a good bill to help make sure that we supported our military.
I don't know if you heard the story, but it's come out of the last couple of days about the lack of drone pilots that we have in this country, and that we're now hiring contractors, former military drone pilots, 2 to 3 times the wage that the people in service are getting paid. What do you think about that?
Exactly. We're wearing these young men and women out. The hours they're putting in of constant flying time, and they don't get that extra overtime, I guess, like most folks, but we're working them pretty hard. And so now you're having to go out and get in the private sector and turn around, and I guess that's because there's jobs out there in the drone sector. Right in Las Vegas Valley itself, we have some of the best technologically astute people anywhere in the country that are coming out of the military. We're training them up. Let's pay them. Let's get more people to be involved in that program and continue to grow our technology and our intellectual properties with people in the military to where we can continue to grow our economies.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be right back with Crescent Hardy after this.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm an absolute dentist.
We are absolute dentists.
Do you?
Do you?
Do you have an absolute dentist?
I am an absolute dentist.
Absolute Dental provides complete dental care at affordable prices for your whole family, including children's dentistry and orthodontics.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm also an absolute dentist.
And I'm an absolute dentist too.
Do you have an absolute dentist?
Because you should.
Call us today to schedule your appointment at 844-8-SMILE now, or visit absolutedental.com.
Whatever your idea of fun, it's always a win-win at Circus Circus Reno. Whether it's stuffed animals in the world-famous Midway or a stuffed belly from one of 6 great dining options, Circus Circus Reno is fun for all ages. Reserve your table at the Steakhouse at Circus and enjoy a mouth-watering prime rib dinner for just $19. Get lucky with exciting casino promotions like Rock and Roll Riches, where you could instantly win $500,000. It's always a win-win at Circus Circus.
What you doing?
Just checking my free credit score at Credit Karma.
What the?
You're welcome. I just helped you dodge a bullet.
But I was just checking
Shh. Don't you know that checking your credit score lowers it? Just be cool. Actually, checking your credit score with Credit Karma doesn't affect it at all. Are you sure? Positive.
Huh, so I guess I could just check my credit score then. Oh.
Check out Credit Karma today. Credit Karma. Give yourself some credit.
Sorry about that.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Crescent Hardy of CD4. I didn't have a chance to ask you about this at the time it was said, but Senator Harry Reid was addressing the Las Vegas Metro Chamber back in June, and he advised the Las Vegas Metro Chamber to renew their fight to bring Eastern Nevada's water to Las Vegas. He said the water will be better used flushing toilets on the Strip rather than growing alfalfa. I wanted to get your response to that.
You know, I take water as a birthright. So if you're in an area where the water is, I think that's where that water needs to stay. We've had the Las Vegas Valley that come after the Virgin Valley water years back. And I think the way it's being done now, let those people lease that water down there if they want. But to come and take, I have a real challenge with that, you know.
I just want to throw in one thing, which is the Southern Nevada Water Authority actually does own the water. It's just moving it from Eastern Nevada to Las Vegas, correct?
Well, and when you come from the Eastern Nevada side, what's that going to do? The studies haven't been done long enough to say that it's not going to dry up springs and aquifers. We've already seen with some of these over-allocated basins in Nevada where the water tables have dropped drastically and almost to the point where you're going to suck the table dry. And so you got to be careful with that situation. And Las Vegas requires so much water that... I don't know that there's that kind of water to recover that they're trying to take from up in that northern end. So if you're going to, just because you own it, let's make sure you do the study before you start drying up everybody else around you.
Do you think realistically that the Las Vegas Valley is going to end up with 3 million people, as some say?
I would never say it wouldn't. Here's a statistic that I remember very well. In 1976, I think there was 325,000 people in Clark County. In 1976, wow. They also did a study, and they figured that by the turn of the century that Las Vegas Valley would be 750,000 people. Boy, did they miss their mark by double. It was almost 1.5 million people by the turn of the century.
But it would seem that the water and air infrastructure of the Las Vegas Valley couldn't support, say, 4 million people.
Well, I think it could be a little bit dangerous, but communities have to continue to grow, too. You cannot have a community just stop growing because you can't function. So that's that is the danger. I think there is avenues that, much like our infrastructure system with the freeway system, you know, there's other avenues to bring water to Nevada and Colorado and places that would, they're, yes, costly, but they might have benefits taking them out of some of those areas that have too much water in the Midwest, maybe. And that sounds elaborate and over the board, but I think they can have it. But because of environmental issues, it's hard to beat those challenges, too. But it's something we really need to look at.
Well, we've interviewed Pat Milroy on this program many times, and she's talked about some of these things, and they would be quite a thing to be accomplished. Let me change topics on you here. Do you think that Merrick Garland should get a hearing? I know you're not in the Senate, so it wouldn't come under your purview, but do you think that this nominee should get a hearing before the end of this term?
I personally still think that the Senate's on the right track. Let the next president determine who that nominee's going to be.
And even if the election doesn't work out the way that the Republicans would like and you end up with Hillary Clinton, do you think that then something should be done in the lame duck?
Let her determine. I think let her make the selection.
All right. You can't do an interview these days about politics without mentioning Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Your thoughts on these two and where they are in this race?
My thoughts. For Hillary Clinton, there's no way I can support Hillary Clinton. I think that I watched a first kind of gathering last night, and I think both of them had their major challenges that give me some concern and angst. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'll support who I'm going to support, and people will support who they're going to support. That's the thought you're going to get out of me. I'm not worried about the presidential race. This race in District Number 4 is about me and a gentleman named Reuben McEwen. And I've represented the folks in my district very well. That's what my continued focus will be. I don't think I have a lot of determination or any determination on the outcome of the presidency. So,
Do you think, well, we have about a minute left. It's interesting because in Nevada, if you believe the polls, Donald Trump is fairly even with Hillary Clinton, which is why they're dumping so much money into this race in Nevada.
I don't. We take polls. The last time I didn't have any money to take polls, but I heard numbers of 2 weeks out that I was down 30 points. So, and here I am today. So I don't put a lot of stock in polls. I think it's what people are going to decide whether they're going to show up or not, whether they're frustrated on either side or not. So I think that's the challenge you have.
All right, so in your gut then, how do you feel your race is going?
In my gut, I feel very well about it. I know I've worked hard in this district. I've served, done everything that I promised I'd do. I think that's what people want. I've been fair. I've been honest. I've been direct. I've been out and met with folks, and that's, I think, what people want. They want a representative. You know, back here in D.C., there's not a lot I can do unless I get at least 218 people on my side of the House to go with me and at least 67 on the other side to go with me on issues. But back there, there's things I can do regularly. You know, I'm proud to say that my staff has solved almost 500 veterans cases, brought home almost $1 million in benefits to owed to individuals.
And this is where we're out of time, and I got to say thank you very much. I appreciate you being on the program, sir. We'll look forward to the debates in the fall.
All right, look forward to it.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is sponsored by Valley Electric Association, Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
Class Act has been highlighting exceptional students for years, and Marshall Realty is proud to partner with News 4 on this commendable program. Every winner will receive $500 in scholarship, so if you know a deserving student, go to mynews4.com.
Hi, I'm Kathleen Sigurdson. I'm thankful every day for what Northern Nevada has given me. That's why I'm teaming up with News 4. Look for me in your local grocery store, and you might receive a random act of kindness.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
He's a race-baiting, xenophobic, religious bigot.
Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud.
He's not a serious adult.
I can't vote for Donald Trump, given the things that he said.
Trump should not be supported.
I believe he's disqualified himself to be president.
I just cannot support Donald Trump.
It's Eldorado's Big Night Out, featuring the hilarious Mel Brooks musical that broke Broadway box office records, The Producers, live at the Eldorado Theater through November 13th. Plus, indulge in half-off dining at any of our award-winning restaurants with the purchase of a full-priced show ticket. The Producers through November 13th. For tickets, go to eldoradoreno.com.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our communities safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
On our next broadcast from Washington, D.C., Congresswoman Deena Titus will join us.